who constitute the core and organic part of this ad hoc committee. This is a joint ad hoc committee that comprises of both houses. And this is an ad hoc committee that deals with an important subject item. But then before I could continue, let me welcome Uphumezo. Uphumezo. Wena Uphumezo Bhongqo. Siyakwamkela mntakwethu. Is an intern similarly parliament has taken a breed of young people who are graduates, and I think is a good and important direction in our country. He has studied public administration and currently finishing honors in international relations. Honorable members, I believe all of you are in a position of the agenda. The agenda is not a long agenda. It's opening remarks, welcome and apologies, attendance, assessment of the previous workshop, engagement or submission made, and the way forward. The way forward will be our program. Let me submit the bona fide apology of the co-chair, Mrs. Lindiwe Maseko. Mrs. Lindiwe she went to Botswana in a parliamentary mission with other members who are deployed there by parliament. The conference that they are attending is finishing or has finished yesterday, if not today. So that's the apology. I'm not sure of any apology of Banufaki apology, Mlam. Or Mamu Nita as a Ukulela Umdana, and then Babu Mlambo. Now, if I get apology, he will not be part of us. And then I'm not sure of any apology except or Mr. Mare from DA who says better. He's been hospitalized, he has sent an apology, and we wish him speedily recover as members of this committee. Let's check any mover for the adoption of this. But now, the challenge that we are having is the quorum of this meeting. And honorable members, which also vindicates what I have said from the inception of the constitution of this ad hoc committee, that is a big committee. And is a big committee that needs to deal with an urgent matter. Not only urgent, but an important matter. Honorable Mukwele.
I wanted to render my apology that if we are going to form a quorum, that I might be released at 12:30 because I'm attending another
meeting.
Okay.
Half past 12. Shit. I wanted your input, man.
Yeah.
Remember, Dalan didn't do Mengo to the Wudel Committee. How many should we for a quorum? Legal officers, legal gurus. Mr. Dow. Come on, we are 22. Yo.
But Chairperson, if the committee committee would want to engage on a matter without taking a decision, members, even if they don't form a quorum, can deliberate. So that when the committee creates, then the whatever has been discussed can be finalized.
I don't know, maybe it's for the first time that I come to this meeting, and my apologies, maybe I'm one of those that were delaying the progress in the meeting, but due to other commitments, one was unable to come. I was suggesting that because we can see that we are struggling, and we need this matter to be attended to. I was suggesting that letters be written to political parties to inform them about the non-attendance of their members to this meeting, because it cannot be that every time meetings are scheduled and there are no formal apologies to the meeting, and we are struggling to form a quorum. So if maybe we can write letters to whips of the political parties to inform them about the non-attendance of their members, if members can be changed, political parties can change their members, so that we get available members to be part of the committee, because it cannot be correct that every time we fail because of a quorum. Some of us, we want to deal with this matter. That's why we brought it to the attention of Parliament. Sure.
Thank you, Chairperson. If we look at us, we have 7 members here. That's 1/3 of the total complement. And while we can discuss and deliberate on matters and then say when we have a quorum, we're going to adopt the position, it's not necessary that the other 2/3 would have agreed with our position and we would start the process all over again. What I would like to suggest is that you write to the chair of committees and request that in the program, as we're going to be having EPCs shortly, mini plenaries, that we get permission to sit during the one of the sessions of the mini plenaries. So members can't say that they have a committee meeting to attend or other matters to attend, because the mini plenaries are actually debates, and it's done in the afternoons, and they run concurrently, so we can choose whichever ones we're going to be sitting at. I don't know if the program is finalized yet for the fourth term, but we just have maybe, 8 days in this term before we rise. I can't see that we're going to be able to get the full complement. But if you were to write to the chairperson of committees and ask him to give us permission to sit one afternoon while the other debates are carrying on, we would be able to do our work. Because even now, I know I had to rush out of a committee meeting which hadn't even finished and I got here. So that's, I think, maybe one option.
Thank you, honourable members. We have pondered your wholesome suggestions and will carry them as such. I just want to check, Advocate Tau. There's no way that we can. This is a committee of 22 people. Is too big, because we'll have to have 12 people in attendance, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. We are only 8. And it's a joint, eh? So we can't even have a way to suspend any clause in the room so that we have this. It's a resolution by the House. We can't do anything special. No, I even in the same context of the resolution in the House, so that we truly speaking, as a co-chair of this committee, the pace that we are moving with is a snail pace. And we have until September. Now, I'm checking that if Mr. Tau, Honourable Member, says we can suspend that, but by the resolution of the House, is that possible? To reduce the size of the committee, really?
I'll have to consult.
Please, I will suggest, Honourable Members, humbly so, that this committee will not take off, will not discharge its responsibility. And what is important is a subject matter that we are dealing with, or we're supposed to be dealing with. Look, we are not 12 yet. We must be 12 plus 1, and it must be 12 plus 1. That's too big. And my view is, we are sharing a perspective that we reduce the number of this committee, as much as is a joint committee. Even if Honourable Member, they can come until we are 12 or we are more than 12. But the experience should teach us. And it, we talk on the basis of the experience. The experience teaches us that this committee members are not focused on it. Not because they don't have interest, maybe because of the load of the work and then other commitments here in Parliament. I think let's suggest that, Honourable Kaula, that we reduce the number of this committee. I don't know to which number. You know, as a person, I'm normally comfortable, Honourable Singh. I've been raising this, even at home, Mama. My daughter will say, "Hey, Papa, you are tandy and do number 6, man." Did no. It's because you can manage 6 people. When you manage 6 people, you are very quick in terms of executing your program, taking decisions, even making a quorum. You will never struggle in terms of. I'm not saying we must be 6 people. Really, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying a reasonable number of this committee is what shall assist us to move and have a program. That's the issue that we are discussing, Honourable Singh. This is a committee of 22 people. We must have 12 plus 1. Members are not submitting apologies. Members are not coming. Now, the proposals that are front-loaded here is, let's write a letter to the chair of committees, request that we have a simultaneous process because we'll be dealing with PCs. And then those members, if there's no vote that is needed, we can have a parallel process as this committee with the process of the PCs. And then formal letter memo must be written to political parties to bring to their attention that members are not attending this committee. So that is a process that begins to assist us to move forward. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on the situation with writing to parties, you will be writing to the members who will be the whips. You will be the ones that
I understand. not generally. It's not a general situation that applies to all members. Yeah, well, but I still believe that suggestion is important. Actually, both suggestions. Honourable Kaula?
Yeah, thanks, colleagues. I think I was taken away from it because I was going to say that if when you decide to write to the political parties, you must be specific. You must check your register so that you don't just generalize. Because some of us are attending as per the schedule. And secondly, Chair, the issue of reducing the committee, I don't think I would agree with that one because it affects the issue of proportions. So when you think of that, then it might affect smaller parties in respect of proportions. So maybe think of other means, reducing the committee to whatever manageable number, goes along with proportions. Chairperson, you decide to sacrifice some members of the ANC because it has got large numbers. Well, I would agree with that one if you decide to sacrifice members of the ANC.
That will take will be an objective decision, really, because whether you are ANC or you are not ANC, the fact of the matter is that we are all affected by this issue. That's the reality. Honorable Singh.
Yeah, Chairperson and colleagues, thank you very much. Firstly, I must apologize for having arrived late. This is my fourth meeting for the morning. I think the fifth one. But we are 100% in attendance as the IFP, the two of us. I think in terms of the size of the committee, we'll be governed by the rules, the joint rules. And it is that that dictates the numbers. But I think nothing would stop us as a committee from forming a subcommittee of maybe one from each party or so to do the work. And when we need to take a decision, then we make sure that we drag our colleagues along. So we don't hold back the work of getting, people to come in here and make presentations, etc. Maybe that's a way we can go. But we don't take decisions as the subcommittee. We take it to a plenary once in a while. But the work must move on. That would be my suggestion. Well, I would think one from each party. Six. If you want six, that's fine. You see, Honorable Chair, in the... From the side of the opposition, Chair, I can just tell you that the DA is represented, the IFP is represented, ACDP is represented, NFP is represented, Freedom Trust is represented, EFF is represented. No, I'm saying from the side of the opposition. So you can see that we take this work quite seriously, Chair. And I know Honorable Novanda and a colleague are the only two holding the flag here, the three-color flag, and yourself. So maybe we should form a kind of agree on a subcommittee just to get the work moving, receive submissions, et cetera, decisions once in a while, and that's where we need a full work.
What do we do now on the basis of what we are front-loading as members of this committee?
For today, have someone go and pull in three ANC members, and we form a subcommittee for the work that overflows from today.
Let me call them now. Let me call the office. Mama, yes, again, Mama.
I just wanted to say, if this is the way you are going to work, by having people to come so that we can collect. And if this is what we have been doing every time for us to do this. Now, my suggestion is sometimes when we send out an invite, the members should at least indicate just before the time whether they are to attend or not, and then based on that, then whoever receives the message can be able to have an idea of the number of the people who are coming to attend or not. Because already 35 minutes has been expected. We're going to call it in here now, and we have the system.
Chair, I'm just checking.
Malia Keshelem.
Thank you, sir. Chair, I'm just checking because on my side, behalf of the NFP, I did receive a call from the secretary asking my availability if would be or not. And I confirmed. I'm just checking how many people, I mean, confirmed, so that you can see that there are those who confirmed, but they were lying. I propose to the committee secretary that please send letters electronically. Secondly, SMS members, and I even said to them they must create this WhatsApp group so that it becomes easier for members to confirm their attendance. Yes, yes. That's what I propose to them, to say, please do this. So that members, remember, we are not all the time on our emails. For instance, I only check my emails after 2 days. I'm hectic. I can't always check the emails, you know. But your WhatsApp group will assist you in terms of coordination and communication with members. So the answer is 9 people confirmed for attendance. But I'm told that one member is on the way. If we can have 2 members from the side of the ANC, we'll be making a quorum. But I hope, honorable members, we are not... Come and sing. Not honorable sing.
Are there any decisions we need to take?
No, no. I want to check. I want to come to that. That I hope your suggestion does not repudiate or deprecate what we were talking about of... I still believe that having a resolution of the houses on this matter to reduce the number of the committee is still relevant. It will help us as much as we accept that this is a personal view now. We accept your suggestion on having a subcommittee. I agree with that, and I hope members agree with that because they didn't oppose that. But still, I still maintain that you can't have a committee of 22 members as much as it's proportional. For the effectiveness of running this committee until it's discharged, its mandate and brief, we can't have 22 members. That's too big. I said so from the beginning. I've been saying so. It will be my frustration until we discharge the responsibility. Yes, sisters.
Sherilyn Dudley, I just wanted, when you're working on that, just keep in mind that, for example, I'm not on this committee, and they've asked me obviously to come because they knew that I would drop something, and I would do it because I know you have a quorum problem. So when you do that, and you make it proportional, maybe you even got to make certain other party people as, what is the second? You know, the standby people, because sometimes because you're going to have this quorum problem even with a few people, because the few people, the people who are not here are the problem, not the ones who are here. So what I'm saying is you don't want to stop your secretariat from phoning the odd person like me just because they're feeling desperate for the numbers. You know, you got to make it a bit flexible.
Because even if honorable thing, you have a subcommittee with 22, a committee of 22 members. Whenever you're supposed to take a decision, you still have to face, you're going to face the same struggle to take decisions. You can't have a committee that cannot take decisions, really. But then we have noted all those suggestions. Those are wholesome suggestions or proposals. And then let's put it at the back of our mind that we have until September. The subcommittee will be constituted. Each party will have one rep. I suggest, I'm putting it back to you, that can we allow the subcommittee still to be chaired by these 2 co-chairs so that we manage that process? Otherwise, everything will just gonna... will fall apart in the process if we are not hands-on. I believe in a hands-on approach when you lead a process. Mama, you can come in.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the date of reporting. I think it's the 30th of September is the time, and that falls in the recess period. I don't know if we want to now extend that by resolution of the House in the next 6 days. We said 3 days next week and a few days the other week. Whoops can guide us there.
Yeah, I'll help you with the plenary dates. I'm just looking at the program.
So I didn't have the kernel of the suggestion.
We are in recess from the 11th of September till about the 8th or 9th of October. And our reporting date is the 30th of September. That's my understanding. So I'll be guided, Mr. Singh, if you will let us know how many sitting days we got before the term rises and whether we would have to ask for an extension of the reporting by this committee. That has to be done by resolution of the House.
Chairperson, we've just come out of a WHIPS meeting. The first plenary for the NA is on the 18th of October. But that is questions to the president. The NCOP dates are here, but we don't have the program. So I think what the honourable colleague is suggesting that maybe we've got some time to have some meetings in October as well, because it's only committees and BRRR reports. So you know we could meet on those days just to buy us some time to finalise a report to be tabled by say the 18th or so of October, if the NCOP is around.
So we are, let me just check. Remember, we took a decision. I'm very sharp on, I've got a good memory. We took a decision that we are going to use Wednesdays. Remember? Now, I just want to check another point. If we are affected by recess because next year is elections year. From the side of the NCOP, I'm responsible for programming. Now, we are affected by resources because of the elections campaign. I just want to check with this collective leadership here that if we are on a recess, we can't even use one or two days as a committee. I'm just asking. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether it's working right. But I think in the last meeting we had agreed that because we're going on this long recess that you went, we had agreed that if anything should come up, we must be called. So I think the same rule should just apply on this one also.
That's why I said I've got a good memory. We are correcting now, isn't it? Andrew? Ma'am Oliphant?
Chair, I was saying if there is things that needed to be done before we go on recess, maybe the recess ends like Thursday, maybe Friday we can be there, or maybe next week we come, then say Monday and Tuesday quickly, do whatever needed to be done, just to push the work up front, and then we go on recess. Maybe 2 days after we have go into the recess, just to come and just to push the work.
Okay. I believe that we are still together. But I can tell you that you will not get these members of parliament on Monday. Monday is a constituency day, but then we take your suggestion that even if the recess will end next week you must come back on Tuesday. We can use that Tuesday as because it brings you down to Cape Town to fulfill your responsibility for that particular week. I think it's a wholesome suggestion that we'll agree to and we'll ponder. I believe that we have a quorum. Can you adopt the agenda? The agenda, so like give every member an agenda. It's opening and opening remarks, we dealt with that. Welcome and apologies, we dealt with that. Attendance, now we'll have attendance register, Zola, by SINN, and then assessment of the previous workshop, and engagement on the submissions made, and the last item is way forward. Our way forward will be the program. Mama.
Thank you very much. Can I just ask, according to the information received here, this one, that says the date Wednesday, 27 August, right? The one that was emailed to us with the agenda of 3 points. One, briefing by the Chief Justice. Second one, discussion of the committee program. And the last one, consideration of the work report. How do we justify the two programs as we have them here now?
You will not go wrong if you follow the chapter. Remember that agenda was dished out to members, and then before this meeting, I call administrators to come to say, I give you these agenda items for the meeting. Now, hence, I'm deliberately reading it from the table because I'm aware that not all of you have this agenda. There will be no agenda that will come to a meeting without being approved by the secretariat or the chairperson. So that one, Mama, just but don't consider it. Yeah, don't consider that. The agenda that I'm reading, that I've just read out to you, is the one that we're gonna use, because even the justice office didn't respond to us. They only responded even yesterday. The initial intention was that they must come and present to us. That was the major issue for this meeting, but they didn't respond. Only yesterday that they responded. Now, picking it up as I follow up on these matters, this agenda is the one that we're gonna deal with. Any mover for the agenda, honorable members? This is a very short agenda. Honorable Singh?
Yeah.
And then seconded. Now, we had a brief session as a management committee, and out of that, as the co-chairs, we said members should have the documents. The first document is a report that emanated from the workshop that we had. Now, I was not part of that workshop, I was overseas, but I'm told and briefed formally so that the workshop was a good workshop. Even content-wise, the workshop was good. Albeit, not all of the invitees who were supposed to be there did turn up, and the main disappointment was on the level of the legislatures, because we were expected to be part of that workshop. And the workshop, in terms of our program here, was on the 13th, if I'm not mistaken, 13th June. Yeah, it was in June. Now, but then in terms of our program, it was supposed to be on the 28th, but then Honorable Singh, I still remember that we said, no, let's bring the workshop closer. And at least we managed to take off one of the key activities. And we took a decision again that let the workshop be an inclusive workshop, so that we bring everybody whom we think is critical stakeholder to be part of that workshop, so that the information that will be disseminated in that workshop is an information that will help even those primary stakeholders who must assist the process that we are engaged in. I think those are the remarks that first I thought are important to highlight with regard to a workshop. Now, I believe the report was sent to members as we sanctioned it to be dished out. I'm not sure how many members did study and read that report, but you can make a comment on the basis of the information and the basis of the engagement that we had during the workshop. I'm giving the floor to you, honorable members, because you are part of the workshop. Mama.
Thank you very much. I was not part of the workshop, ne? But what I want to suggest is for us to have a proper engagement on the workshop, specifically maybe those of us who were not present. It's for the report to be sent to us in some, say, a day or two, so that we can engage with it. I mean, the time when I received this report was 2:30 yesterday in the afternoon, and by then we were in NACT, and we knocked our own plate. Today we have committees to committee to committee. So it's my suggestion to say, in future, please send us documents prior to that thing, 2 days before, but not an hour or two before that thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I received the report a few days ago, and I read through it, and I think it encapsulates everything that was discussed there. But there are certain action steps that I think must not wait for a meeting. For example, you know, we asked PAHMED about whether they can come up with tiers or spheres or other options or like packages that they could offer us. Now, we haven't heard from them on that. We asked them about the admin fees, which were extremely high compared to other medical aids. They haven't given us an explanation on that. We also discussed the question of bringing in the magistrates, I think it was the magistrates, into the fold. We need to engage magistrates in that regard, you know, to see what, you know, how we can take it forward from there. So I think if one looks through this report, and the drafters need to look at it, there are things that, you know, one, there's something here, they emphasize the look at the constitutionality of the PAHMED Act, you know. So if they can tease out these things that we've already agreed that should be done and then place it before us, then, you know, then we can take more informed decisions moving forward. So I think I'm just naming a few of them, but I think they will be able to tease out, you know, what we need to do. The question of the remuneration, to what extent is are we going to be making representations? We are making individual and collective representations to that committee. I know we've done so, all the parties have done so, and we've been asked even by tomorrow to do so. To what extent is that intervention going to inform, you know, what happens with medical aid moving forward? Then we said we're going to get those that are, what you call them, retired beneficiaries. What's the word?
Continuation
members. We needed their input, you know, their formal input into this, because they are, in fact, we are one of the smaller players in this. The continuation members and others are the bigger players, although we have a responsibility to amend the legislation if we have to. But they, you know, when are we going to get their inputs, either in writing or oral? And maybe those are things that we need to decide on today, so we can structure our program moving forward in a manner that we accommodate all the parties and all the views that we require.
I think your input or comments is assisting us to move forward. Izamam? Yes.
Yeah, I think Honorable Singh has covered me quite well, because we have a summary of the highlights, but we don't have an action step next to it. So we should be doing this, we should be doing that, but there's no time frame or an action step as to who is going to be doing that. So I think that's what I really wanted to say. It's a good report. It says everything. I don't know why the 2015 PAHMED affordability report is included in here. What are we supposed to do with that? I would have imagined that we would be a bit more updated in the affordability. That's one of the key things, that's why we are sitting. So on page 7 of the draft report, I'm not sure what that's doing there. It gives all kinds of scenarios. But I don't know what to do with that information. I have it. What must I do with it?
Thanks, Chair. I also wanted to draw your attention to the affordability report, which has already been spoken to, because I thought maybe it was some kind of a way of suggesting the way forward as options for what could be possibilities. Maybe, I don't know if we'll refer that to the subcommittee as the springboard, and then make recommendations to what we are now going to call plenary. But there is some scenarios there which have been given to us. There are four of them. Thanks.
Okay. I want to raise an issue and just to check the view and the attitude of members towards it. We have a common understanding, and we are converging that the process that we are engaging in definitely is a simultaneous process with the process of remuneration, and that can impact in the work or on the work that we are doing as a committee. Now, I believe we took a decision that we need to try somewhere to converge and have a better understanding of the process. And I want to check what will be the view of members. If there's no necessity for us to engage the Competition Commission. I don't know. I'm just checking. I'm bouncing that to members. The Competition Commission and the Department of Health, in the context of the current pieces of legislation that we are dealing with. Remember, at the level of your national health insurance that talks to universal coverage. Please state your views. Honourable Member, don't just shake your hand. I want your input.
I agree with what you're saying, Chairperson. I don't think it's necessary to engage with those institutions. Our task is to look at the medical scheme for members of Parliament, and it's time pressing in that sense. You're going into an election next year. Members need clarity before then. So whatever the department's got in mind with the National Health Scheme is not relevant as far as I'm concerned with what we have to do now.
Ask something. Are we still on the assessment of the previous workshop, or have we proceeded to number 5 where we engage on submissions that we made? Because we made submissions, and where are we?
We are dealing with the assessment of the workshop. The comments made by members obviously will touch on the subject item on the agenda subsequent to that item. But we are dealing with the assessment of the workshop, because their comments, they talk and front load elements that should inform the workings and functions of the subcommittee that we have spoken about. Yes. Mamu Oliphant, Pra Ali, you will come.
Thank you, Chair. I was thinking maybe the only person that can give us the way forward to decide to where to from now. Can't we get medical aids and do presentations so that we must be able to see weigh the balances of the medical aid before, so that when we talk and say, that is what I see there, this is what I see there. Because we're blocked by PAMET. PAMET doesn't want us to move, just stay in one place.
Thank you very much, Chair. I hope my apology was forwarded. I had left it with Miss Vice that I'll journey a little bit late. Anyway, Chair, let me start by saying the record of the previous workshop as received is a correct representation of what transpired there. But I think it is almost impossible to discuss item number 4 without necessarily linking it with item number 6. Yeah, in between there will be 5, of course. So I think the report has indicated that we have this desire to meet with the Institute of Magistrates. There is a report that has been attached here, but I think the view of the ad hoc joint committee is that a presentation, a live presentation, should be made here, you know, so that there is engagement and so on. I think we need to be looking towards that. The report also indicates that there was a desire from our side that a discussion should ensue about the possibility of councillors also becoming part of, you know, of PAMEC, so that as the numbers go up, possibly, you know, the fees may also come down and so on. So I think what needs to happen now, Honorable Chair, is that given the report that has been sent to us now, I think it would work in our favor if the Office of the Chair and the Secretariat could then extrapolate a few issues there that we want to engage as the next step of this process, which looks into the issue of the councillors, which also looks into the issue of the magistrates and so on, and the other related matters that, you know, also come out of that report. That then should then comprise the agenda, the possible agenda for the next meeting. And before that meeting sees, we should be sent reminders about what is going to be discussed in the next meeting, so that members can, you know, then engage the issues on their own, so that as we come together here, almost all of us have got specific proposals that we want to put on the table. So I think the next meeting must not just be the next meeting. And the agenda that is sent to members must be an agenda that the Office of the Co-Chairpersons had an opportunity to look at, in consultation, of course, with the Secretariat. So that once you have agreed amongst yourselves, then you can give the green light for the agenda to be sent to. I think in the previous meeting we had the same issue, that members came with an agenda that was emailed. Then when we arrived here, because of material conditions, we had to change it. Changing it is not an issue, because there can always be new issues and so on. It's the prerogative of the Office of the Chair to can change the agenda. But I think as we move to the next meeting, it must be a very strategic meeting. And I think let us look at key issues that come out of the report, and then we look into those, so that by the time we leave that meeting, we shall have made substantial progress. And finally, I think we agreed previously that we are not going to try and race against time and so on. We realize, as far as that is concerned, many things are not working in our favor. However, let us make sure that every step that we take is a powerful step and not a false step. We rather make a little bit of progress than try to rush through a sea of mistakes and so on. So come next year's elections, we may not have completed the process, but at least we must be able to say this is what we were able to do tangibly. That would be my input. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon. I think
even my apology, because I'm from another committee. I forwarded my apology.
Chairperson, I want to go straight to your question on the issue of the health department. I think we in our last meeting, there was an issue raised in line with that, more especially on the issue of the Medical Aid Act. Because if there is going to be an amendment on that side, it means it's going to affect even the permit issue. So if we can get a briefing from them, from their side, if is there anything that is going to impact on the different medical aids, including ours as a permit. And then the second point on the competition commission, I think it is quite correct that we also invite them to make a presentation so that we know exactly what is the problem, so that when we take decisions, we take informed decisions. We know that the issue of the competition is excluded.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any comment just on the basis of the comments made? Yes, of course, your input touches on, like, I call him Bra Ali, touches on the last agenda item, the way forward, which is what should be contained in the content of the program that we'll be talking about. I'm not sure on the competition and the health, because seemingly I had an impression that members are agreeing that we don't have to engage the Competition Commission and the Department of Health. They gave me an impression that they don't agree with that point. But now we are fine. We have noted the points that we have raised on the basis of the report. We can step off item number 4 and go to item number 5. What we need here is an agreed approach. Remember, in our last meeting, we requested bodies to give written submissions. Now, it should be a decision of this committee to say, how do we treat such submissions? A classical example is, there's a submission from the EFF, there's a submission from the a member who represents DA. He is hospitalized. And being hospitalized, the treatment that he's getting is not the treatment that is covered or could be covered by PAMED as a medical aid. Honorable Singh, you are listening, eh?
Yeah.
Now, in his submission, he says, can't we ponder moving forward that treatment like this should be covered by a medical aid? Let me give a classical example. You have a member of parliament who passed on here in parliament, who was articulating towards the end of his life that parliament must approve the usage of Marujuana. Now, that member unfortunately passed on. Let's say we know that foreign companies are coming in South Africa and take our natural plants and change their form into be a medicine. When they come back to South Africa, they've got, is a finished product. with a tech. Now, if such, I'm highlighting that case deliberately. Now, such cases are not covered by medical aid. Let me also illustrate on the same point that this member of DA, his treatment forces him to be treated like, I mean, with needles, if I can put it that way. I'm not sure what is the name of that thing. Yeah, but what is being treated there is not covered by the medical aid. Yeah. Now, I hope members understand the essence of what I'm trying to say. Because when, as policymakers and decision makers, we do policies to address a particular phenomenon, and in the process of implementing that policy, we pick up gaps, and that's why always a policy must be a living organism. Now, when you pick up gaps in the implementation of the policy, you change the policy to adapt to the situation that exists at that given moment. That's another classical example. And the third submission is a submission from the Magistrates Commission. Now, what I'm requiring from you as honorable members is we agree on the framework on how and the approach we ought to employ in dealing with the submissions, written submissions. That's what I need from you. As much as we ponder what Ali said, to say our next meeting should be a strategic meeting of this committee, focusing on key strategic issues that begins to take us forward. Remember, we've just resolved that we are going to have a subcommittee. Before we proceed, can we agree that the content of the report emerging and emanating from the workshop that we had, we take ownership of this report and the its content thereof. Because remember, it can't just be a piece of paper crafted by the content advisor and the secretariat. Therefore, we must own this report to say this is our report. Because the workshop was an activity decided upon by this committee. Can I have a hand that proposes the adoption? Honorable Singh?
Yeah, Chairperson. To the extent that the report encapsulates what happened,
yes,
it's fine.
Okay.
But then it needs to go beyond that, because, you know, our drafters need to say, these are the recommendations that,
yes,
they are proposing that we can adopt today and move forward on it.
Okay.
And insofar as your letters that you've received, I think, you know, we must not find ourselves involved in battles between us as members with PAMED, the current service provider. That is, there's another body for that. There's a PAMED board. We have members sitting on that board. There's Honorable Mulder sitting on that board. And such kind of concerns about the way PAMED operates should be referred to that board. We don't want, this committee is a policy committee. We need to know whether there should be PAMED or no PAMED. So I think it's a fair thing that was sent to us, but we should refer it to the PAMED board, which is made up of members of this committee as well. Members of Parliament, sorry.
Chairperson, I serve on many committees, but PAMED is luckily not one of them. My colleague is wrong in that sense. No, I'm not. Diesel van der Merwe is there, but we have colleagues that serve on PAMED, but Honorable Singh is correct. That board will interact with the service providers, etc. It's not our task to do that, I think, in that sense. We need the assistance of PAMED to help guide us in terms of where we need to go.
You see, Chairperson, when this committee was formed, we asked political parties to make submissions, and they have done so. So while it might be not our place to adjudicate on the intricacies of the matter, I think it falls within our ambit to hear it. As at any time when we call for any kind of submissions, we give it the courtesy of a hearing.
Thank you. No, respectfully, I disagree. I should imagine that we try to express that the issue we were talking about was PAHMED or something else, and we were looking into the feasibility of that. So we weren't asking people to make submissions on specific problems. I'm just thinking perhaps we should go back and check on that, because we are going to get ourselves into a lot of deep water doing things that we didn't intend to do initially. We really want to look at the feasibility of PAHMED or something else in terms of what's going to benefit us broadly. So I would plead that we don't go into those kind of hearings. Thank you.
Chair, I'm covered by the last speaker, because PAHMED will never be neutral, because it's the main cause. Will never be neutral. So that is why I said we rather take another way.
Thank you very much. I'm here on behalf of EFF, sent specifically by EFF, so that certain matters within PAHMED can be investigated by this committee. And one of them, like our exit point, was for us to make submissions from our political parties. And that is the reason why this committee was formed, to listen to our submissions pertaining to the problems as envisaged from PAHMED, and what is it that we are suggesting should be discussed in this committee. Thank you.
Our decision, honourable members, remains our decision. We said political parties must make submissions. If you say, as members of the committee, you want to review that decision, it's in your powers to review that decision. But again, I must say, because I'm saying, give us the approach. How do we approach the content and sieve the content of those submissions? Remember, you spoke about the subcommittee. Should we say, EFF, please read your submission? Should we call the magistrate office or commission to say, come talk to your papers that you have sent to us? I want you to advise us, how do we approach this issue of submissions? Even if you can say submissions must go to the subcommittee, but then to do what? To sieve recommendations and say, here are the recommendations to this ad hoc committee. Bra Ali, suspect you are noted.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let's hope that it becomes a little bit tough now, because at the end it will be much easier. I think, Chair, okay, my name is Ali Kleyani, for those who are not used to the name Ali Kleyani. I'm saying we need to appreciate the fact that an ad hoc joint committee has been established by Parliament to try and find solutions to the problem of PAHMED. I agree with my colleague from the EFF, yes, that we represent political parties. That is what we know. But at the same time, we are now a committee now. And in the final analysis,
we need to produce the kind of product that will make sense to all of us and to our constituencies as well. So it's also important for us to understand that the process that we are involved in is also highly legalistic as well. That's why we've requested that we should have lawyers here. You know, we should have people who do research and so on, because we want to be sure that the product that we'll produce here will meet the requirements. Also, we should not forget that there are specific terms of reference that have been put on the table for us. As we search for those solutions, we do so, but in terms of the terms of reference that have been provided. So, while political parties or members of the committee may have made certain proposals and so on, I think it would only be proper, Chairperson, that all these submissions be referred to a subcommittee where all consent will be able to go and motivate and so on and so on. But our technical team must be able to look at these issues from a legalistic perspective, because it's easy for anyone to propose anything. Our team must be able to look at the existing framework and legal framework and so on, and be able to guide whether a particular step can be taken or not taken. Once we are in that particular process, the ongoing discussion will then guide us, Chairperson, as to what we think needs to be done and what we think cannot be done. We'll explore all ideas, not necessarily in terms of who brought them, which political party. If we can continue with that idea of reminding each other this is Freedom Front Plus and so on and so on, we may not necessarily at the end of the day be able to do what we want to do. So I think the starting point is the subcommittee. That is where, you know, this proposal should go. I mean the submissions, sir. Thank you very much. Where the submissions should go. And of course, when it be, those who made those submissions should also get the opportunity to can go and verify and explain and so on. But we need our lawyers, we need our researchers and all those other technical experts to assist us so that we don't do a lot of work that legally will not be recognized. So the idea of the subcommittee is a good one. Maybe this is just the first subcommittee. There could be other subcommittees that may be established, depending on the type of workload that is going to emanate out of all these discussions and so on. But in terms of the question that you asked, Chairperson, I think it will not assist us for us to say, okay, we've got a quorum, start ANC, what is your proposal? Wah, 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 and so on. Come on, DA, and so on. It will not assist us that way. Let's throw the stuff to the submissions to the subcommittee, and they will look at these submissions through the legalistic eyes, and they will then be able to can guide us.
Thanks, Chair. I had a different view. I thought each person who had a submission was supposed to present the submissions. Then we look at them and continue with our meeting, because establishing a subcommittee and those people coming and presenting there will also take a long time. But if the committee still feel that they must establish a subcommittee, then people look at it, it's another thing. But I think we were wasting time. And it will also enlarge our scope in terms of thinking. If people come and present their case and then we say, this matter
can be taken to the board, as other members have highlighted, that there are things that can be argued with PAMET, which needs PAMET to answer. And there are things that are supposed to be us that we decide if we want PAMET or we want any other scheme. If it is in line with our responsibility as the ad hoc committee, we take the matter forward and then we proceed with it. If it is in line with the board, it is taken to the board. But it, either way, we discuss them now or we discuss them in the next meeting. But let's make progress.
What is Pat is saying, because I've read the submission from EFF, it goes straight to the points. It's not a thick submission. And part of the content touches on the brief that we have as this ad hoc committee. Mama, can I ask you, how long can you take to talk to the submission of EFF?
Thank you.
Without us taking a decision, but we are saying the subcommittee shall consolidate all submissions and key points on submissions on the way forward.
I would need 30 minutes to do that.
We'll not have 30
minutes. Because I have to have every point and clear. I mean, it will be my first presentation of our viewpoint. So I can't take shortcuts to this matter. I have to address all specific mentioned views from our side. So my advice would concur with my colleague here, who definitely suggested that there should be a subcommittee established who will have time to go through different submissions, and then at a later stage the whole committee can be informed on what is it that was discussed and the rest. Thank you.
I think we are converging. Suspect, you are on your arrival, we have already entertained a proposal on the possibility of establishing a subcommittee, and it was a shared view by members of this committee. And then the nature of that subcommittee will be comprising of each member from a political party. So we are agreeing on the approach, Mam Oliphant. You can come in.
Whenever the subcommittee comes up, let the legal team come in with the subcommittee. And all those people that are needed in that subcommittee. Or are they here?
There will always be.
But they. But they don't help us. They look at us. Now,
they deal with paperwork. They analyze. When you off-ramp, they will come and say, but here we are off-ramping legally. I think the point that was articulated and accentuated by Honorable Ali Opa Ali was correct, that whatever that we are doing touches on an act that is existing, whether is a 20th centuries act or what, but is an act that is still standing now. Now, whatever that we do will have to be within the parameters of the Constitution and the act that we are dealing with, because one of the briefs is for us to amend that act. I think we are together then.
But check for time.
You can say it in Afrikaans.
Okay.
I don't understand Afrikaans, and they will help me.
On date table spa.
Okay.
Ne? By the time we can do that issue of the, when we go on recess, maybe how about getting even medical aid people also must come and represent to us.
Okay.
So that we must be able to see who is who, what, because why I'm saying...
You are saying different medical...
Different medical aid.
Okay.
I want to be protected.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying that is, please don't, because Pamet was not happy about those people who was presenting there at the workshop. They didn't look quite happy. But now, can we get the others medical aids so that they must be, so that whenever we go into a thing, then we know where to, are we taking this one is weaker than this one and all that, or are we still staying with permit?
I've made that point, and we have a standing decision on that the first medical aid to present should be permit. Yeah. You remember, Paul? Yes, we took that decision. And then Honorable Singh, he will come.
Thank you, Chairperson. Well, to me it seems not clear when it comes to the objective or aim or what you want to achieve, because the main complaint from members is that permit is compulsory. Now, if you call a proposal from different service providers, what are you saying with the existing compulsory policy? So that is my problem now when you call, the service providers.
If, yes, according to the current status quo, permit is compulsory. And it will remain compulsory until you change the act, and which is the brief of this committee, to amend the act. Yes. And if I can go take it beyond that, this is a personal view. Personally, I never believe in your conventional wisdom. Anything that doesn't assist and help our people is tantamount to be changed. We must tamper with it. That's my attitude. It's a very straightforward attitude. Anything that doesn't benefit our people, you tamper with it. Now, if Pamet, look, I have 4 kids. Because of unaffordability of permit, I was paying 14,000. I had to take all my kids out of that and the wife and remain with one, Ngabayumzi, which is the last born. Huh? And when my other kids go to the youth land, your gems, my daughter was complaining last week. She said, "Papa, I never went to the doctor, but when I go to the doctor now, I'm told that I don't have funds." You know, those are the hiccups that we need to deal with when we talk, even not at the level of this ad hoc committee. GEMS must come to a good shape as a medical aid for public sector workers. Prasen, you can come in.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think in the next 25 minutes or so that we have to close, we should allow the Honourable Member from the Good Doctor from the EFF to make a presentation. But if he doesn't want it today, hour is a bit too much. I think we must find an opportunity for that presentation, because we must remember that all of this started with the EFF. They are in court, but they have withheld proceeding with their court action on the basis of this committee having been set down on the basis of us making recommendations. So it's only fair that they be given an opportunity at the soonest to make that presentation. But I think for us, as I understand the brief, the point is, should PAMED be something that we are all, as members of parliament, obliged to accept? Yes or no, legally and otherwise, right? Number two, if there is options, we shouldn't be going into the options with other medical aids. We, it's left to the member after that. We are not here to negotiate on behalf of members whether Discovery is better or who are the other people, I don't know who they are, whether any other medical aid group is better. It's not our responsibility. We need to, the moot question is, are we obliged to belong to PAMID, legally and otherwise? If the answer is yes, then why yes? We must come up with it. If the answer is no, then I can go to, I may not want medical aid at all. It's up to me. So Parliament has to reimburse me. Or Parliament may say, listen, we'll subsidize you for a medical aid. You can go and buy it anywhere else. So I think we mustn't forget the objective is, is PAMID something that we are legally obliged the day we become members of Parliament to say, yes, we'll deduct money from you because you have to be a PAMID member? That, I mean, that's
thank you for that recap, Honorable Singh. You can come. We are converging, actually.
Yeah.
We are not differing.
Just a quick point.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe to help the members, let's recirculate the terms of reference and the resolution as passed in the House so that we then still stay
the same focused. Understanding,
yeah.
I think we are on the same page for now. The point raised by Honorable Singh is a point that was raised earlier that will give opportunity to whoever was presented or submitted a submission to come to talk to the submission and articulate the position. Now, like I've said, that we have three submissions, it's EFF and one member from the TA and your magistrate's commission or whatever institute. So we'll give them an opportunity. But then a peremptory instruction to the subcommittee is that we need to engage PAMID. Remember, we took a decision. The first decision that we took was to invite PAMID. Now, that should constitute our second leg of program, to invite PAMID, to invite and convince, persuade SALGA for councillors to be part of this. I still insist that should be the sequence of our activities, following the successful workshop that we had, which was inclusive of different stakeholders, your so-called primary stakeholders, which or whom we wanted to be part of the workshop, to be part of the dissemination of the information and sharing of that information. We are agreeing that the subcommittee will still be presided on or over by the core chairperson so that we are on top of the issues with regard to the process of this ad hoc committee. Our submission again, or our decision is, as much as we understand the importance of recess, it will not be unreasonably difficult for members of this committee when we convene to say the recess is coming to an end this Friday. Can we have our meeting Tuesday next week as we are coming down to Parliament? It's our decision that we are taking. The issue of, I'm summarizing down the meeting. The issue of mini plenaries will take a parallel fashion or form with our activities as a committee so that we begin to drive the process. We're going to write a letter or a memo to those who are responsible authorities to give us that permission, because our timeline is September. I want you, when you preside over a meeting, all people should be having one understanding of the decisions in the main of the meeting. Nobody must be confused about what we have decided upon. That's my code or my operational code. Now, we have agreed on that. We have agreed that if possible, we request that a resolution of the House be passed so that we reduce the number of the committee, so that it becomes manageable and a committee that will be able to to move with speed. The speed that we are talking about is not a regular speed that will take shortcuts, but it will be a rapid speed that begins to take or ponder every element that will affect the process that we are dealing with within the parameters of the constitution and the law. I think I'm summarizing what you have said. Babu Kaula, you are given an opportunity. You will be the second from the last person. After you, it will be Mamu Oliphant, and I'll close the meeting.
That's just a small issue, Chair. You talked about a meeting on Tuesday. Okay, no, thanks.
That if, for instance, we are going to a recess and next week we are coming back, we can convene members to say, can we please meet on Tuesday or Wednesday? But that does not repudiate or deprecate a standing decision that says we are using Wednesdays as days for our sessions of this ad hoc committee. And the brief for the subcommittee is to extract, Braali, elements that should inform the program moving forward, the suggestions and the recommendations moving forward to inform the program of this committee. That's the main brief of the subcommittee, according to what you have said as members of the ad hoc committee. Is there anything that I've left out, honorable members? Braali, you can come in. I'm closing, Mameva. We are leaving now.
No, Chair, you are summarizing very, very beautifully. But I'm feeling that there is an area that you have touched. In my view, maybe it's still too early to touch that. I heard you saying something about perhaps the number, you know, bringing down the number, more effective and so on. We've just established one subcommittee. There is a possibility that we may need other subcommittees. My view is that we should not at this moment be worrying about whether this is a big or a small committee and so on. Let us look at the kind of work that we are able to produce. In fact, one of our aims must be to make sure that every member of this committee is given some kind of work to do, so that collectively we then contribute towards achieving our goals. So I think let's not worry about that, because there was a particular mechanism that was used to bring the team together. So let's just make sure that we do work. But finally, let me also just use this opportunity to reiterate what I said earlier on. The next meeting must be convened as a product of constructive engagement between the office of the two chairpersons, the secretariat. By the secretariat, I include all the legal people, content advisor, research, and everybody. Once you've got something in the kit, then we can then decide on the next meeting of the committee, so that when we come together, it must not be like we're starting afresh and so on. We must be able to make progress until the next meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Braali. Yes, you are correct that the decision on the resolution will not be in haste. Sisulungu must not. Will not be in haste. But what becomes important is that is a decision. What is important is that is a decision. Because as leadership, we'll assess as we move on to say, no. This one we cannot implement, is a decision, but we cannot implement it now. But immediately we see and assess the situation and the condition, a critical decision and decisive will have to kick in. And that decision will not have to wait for the co-chairs to say, all members, can you come, please? We need to take a decision. No. But what is important, we have taken that decision. Honorable members, let me appreciate your time, your availability to attend this ad hoc committee, and your contribution and comments. We hope that we will be able to advance and to make or register a progress. And Babutau, with your officials and your legal people, content advisor, secretary, researcher, we'll appreciate and we still continue to appreciate your availability together with the support team, which constitutes the management team. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.